All right, it is Bowerly on News Radio 930 WBEN. Welcome to the program. Great to have you with us on the show. And I want to do something that we started doing yesterday. And one of the frustrations that I have with my job, oh, it's such a horrible frustration. But one of the frustrations that I have is we start doing a topic and it is on fire, and then we get some major traffic issue, and that eats up 5 minutes, and then something else happens, and that eats up 5 minutes, and then I've got to leave people on hold, and I feel so rude. Hey, call into the show, and then I have to leave people on hold. So what we ended with yesterday, the first part of the program, we featured the astrologer, Cassandra Joan Butler, my first wife, and then we started to get into how did you propose marriage to the person to whom you eventually married. And we had such great calls that were coming in, and I couldn't wait to take them, but then we ran out of time because every time, Tanner, it's uncanny. Every time that happens where people are blowing up the phones and wanting to talk, we get these 20-minute traffic reports because that's part of the service we offer here at News Radio 930 WBEN, because oddly enough, people like to get home in some semblance of a timely fashion. Need to let people know how to do it. So I want to do it now because we don't have traffic coming up unless something major happens until about 3:30 this afternoon. But as you know, there have been some famous athletes who have proposed marriage recently. Some of them play football, as a matter of fact. And everybody's got a story about how they proposed marriage. And I'd like to spend a little bit of time talking about that, if that's okay with you. And I'm going to pick up from where I left off yesterday with that particular subject. And one of the things that I am definitely not down with is the public marriage proposal. Now, typically, and you might be different, and if you are different, I'm a little bit unconventional myself, if I dare say so, like you didn't guess that, but sometimes women propose marriage. But I'm just kind of curious as to how the proposal that you made took place. And maybe some of you have proposed marriage and you have been rejected. You have been told no, in no uncertain terms. I don't wish to marry you. I'm not ready to marry you. Whatever the case may be. But one of the things about the public marriage proposal, and we had a call from a guy, you remember this one, who was at a baseball game, and he didn't really plan it out real well. And I'm not trying to be a jerk, but he didn't think that the seats that he was sitting in with his fiance or soon-to-be fiance, he didn't really give a lot of consideration to, are we actually going to be able to see the proposal on the scoreboard? And much to his chagrin and lack of delight, he had to pay, I think, $200 to have the "Will You Marry Me" wedding proposal show up on the screen at the baseball stadium. So he spends all this money and he's going to do a public proposal, and the woman he wanted to marry didn't even see it. He didn't even see it, and he knew it was coming. So the public marriage proposal, and I felt this way even when I was a little kid, that it put a disproportionate amount of pressure on the person who was being asked to marry. Because what are you supposed to do? It's almost like you can't say no. Now, every now and again, you will see stories of so-and-so tried to propose to a woman that he wanted to marry, and the woman was so embarrassed that she ran out. That, no matter what you've been through in your life, that has got to be one of the most embarrassing, almost as much as falling asleep on the air. It's got to be one of the most embarrassing things that a human being can experience. And then having the woman you want as your wife literally leave the stadium without giving an answer, that would cause post-traumatic stress, I think, in pretty much everybody. That's like one of the ultimate in rejections. Really, think about that. But I don't think it's real cool. Now, I heard once of a story where somebody was throwing a party, and the whole goal of the party, unbeknownst to the woman involved, was the dude was going to propose marriage to the woman he had been seeing. Well, the woman didn't really want to marry the dude, but there was so much pressure that was placed upon her that she almost felt, well, no, she did feel obligated to say yes. And that's not good. If you are going to accept somebody's marriage proposal, it ought not to be done under duress. It ought not to be done with a metaphorical gun held against your head. Do you guys agree with that? Now, you women who are listening to the show, is it romantic or is it too contrived and pressurized for a guy to ask you to marry them in public? See, I happen to believe, and look, maybe in some respects I'm old school. Certainly not in all respects. But in some respects, I'm old school when it comes to a situation like that. For a couple of reasons. And maybe you can relate to this, and we'll take your telephone calls, and we will find out. Before I got married back in October, I might be 60 years old, but I wanted to obtain permission from her dad because I think that is a sign of respect. Even at 60, now you talk about old school stuff here, but even at 60 years old, I wanted the blessing of the father. Maybe it's because I've watched Braveheart far too many times, but obviously I obtained the permit. I won't share the text word for word, but it was along the lines, and I don't think I'm telling tales out of school here, but it was along the lines of, "Tom, you know she's going to do whatever she wants to do. But as far as I'm concerned, absolutely." So I got him fooled. But at least I asked. And I wonder how many of you listening to this show in 2023, and you might be in your 20s, you might be in your 30s, your 40s, you might have been in your 50s by the time you got around to proposing marriage. Do you think that it's stupid? Do you think that it's corny? Do you believe it to be hackneyed that a man would ask the would-be bride's father for permission to ask the daughter to marry you? I definitely think it's old school, but there are some old school traditions that I think are absolutely valid. And they're valid in terms of a display of respect. Seriously, if you're talking about marriage, and I don't claim to be, believe me, a relationship expert, but if you're talking about marriage, I think that it is, there are many variables involved, like the dad, and this was certainly not the case with me, but the dad could be a real jerk. Or maybe the two just don't get along. And that obviously is going to play a role in how you choose to proceed or not to proceed. But did you, as a grown man, did you get your bride's father's okay to ask to marry his daughter? And I am not ashamed to tell you that even being somebody who was known to the father, I felt it was an important display of respect. Even though I kind of knew what he was going to say, basically, she's going to do what she's going to do. And that's one of the reasons I love her, because she's going to do what she's going to do, and she's strong-willed without being a pain in the buttocks. So that's one angle that we can go by. Number two, how do you feel about the public marriage proposal? And for so many reasons, I am totally against the public marriage proposal. And the chief reason that I would cite is I believe it puts a disproportionate amount of pressure and stress on the person who is being asked. And again, I refer to the stories, and you can look them up online if you're so inclined. The stories about the people who literally had the woman they were asking to marry them flee in abject terror from the scenario. And I can't blame any woman for doing that. But I believe that the proposal itself ought to be between two people, okay? Obviously, two consenting adults. Not the entire universe. Not the entire football field or baseball stadium. Agree? Disagree? Maybe you were on the receiving end of a public marriage proposal. Maybe you said no. Those would be some very interesting stories. Yeah, you might have broken the heart of the guy who wanted to marry you, but I kind of think, unless you discuss it in advance with the person, which does take away the element of surprise, if that's what you're looking for. But I think that you should discuss it at least before the actual proposal to avoid any uncomfortable, awkward situations that might arise. Agree? Disagree? And how many of you, it is 2023, how many of my Bowerly's babes, how many of my female listeners to this show, you got sick and tired of waiting for the man to pop the question, so you said, to heck with this, I'm going to pop the question to him. Huh? I think this has potential, folks, to be a phenomenal show. But it's up to you. You might have done things very on the down low. You might have done things with blaring trumpets and a parade. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. And I know that this probably is a surprise to a lot of people, but I believe in marriage, and I believe in love. I don't think, and this is something that you might disagree with this, and that's fine. You don't have to. We don't have to agree with everything the other person believes in our relation, in our relationship, you and I. But you are free to disagree with this. I think it is very, very important. It's not just a piece of paper, and it drives me a little bit nuts when people say, oh, it's just a piece of paper. I don't believe that. I don't believe that marriage is just a piece of paper. I think that it is a very significant document. Is it a piece of paper? Yes, it is a piece of paper. But it also is a declaration to the world that you are so in love and so committed to this individual that you are willing to commit for the rest of your life in sickness and in health, for richer or for poorer, to that other person. and you are willing to basically say, you are the one, you are it, and I want you to marry me. I don't think that's a piece of paper. I think that is a very important and sacred document. I really do. So I know that that might surprise some of you, because in many ways, as you are well aware, I'm very unconventional with certain things. But when it comes to marriage, I'm totally old school, okay? When I talk about my inner Sicilian, I may not be Sicilian, but I certainly appreciate the culture, and I appreciate the devotion to family, and I appreciate the respect that a man should show the father of the woman with whom he wishes to spend the rest of his life. I think that's important. Now, maybe I'm out of touch. Maybe I'm just old. Maybe I'm a dinosaur. But I don't see anything wrong with it. And I don't think marriage is a piece of paper. I think it's something far more important than that. And as fate would have it, just before bringing this topic up again today, I received a wonderful envelope from Jamaica with our official marriage register certificate, which is, by the way, very important when it comes to social security cards, driver's licenses, passports, things like that. And yes, she did take my name. 803-0930 is, so she is now Tom Bowerly, which is really weird. Now, it's 803-0930. I want your calls in this because I think this should be a kick-butt topic. 803-0930 is the phone number. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. So I've got a lot of lines in the water with a lot of bait because I am a master... We'll go there. 803-0930 is the phone number. Star 930 on the cell phone and 1-800-616-WBEN. It is Bowerly, and we're talking about love and marriage. But Tanner's not going to play the song when we come back from the break. Not if he has any respect for me whatsoever. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Oh, Tanner.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Are you kidding me?
Go together like a horse and carriage. This, I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Oh, my goodness. See, this is how you know that Tanner Saunders and I get along really well. Because anybody else had done that, I'd probably ask for their head on a platter. But at least he didn't whip out, oh, you might as well go ahead and do this one too, Tanner. Why not tempt fate even further? Oh, he's going to make me wait for it now. He's looking for it. How can you not find that one? All right, we'll get to it later on. Anyway, it's Bowerly, News Radio 930 WBEN. If you're just joining us, picking up on a topic that we ended with yesterday, and I had to leave so many people on hold, and I felt horribly guilty about it. But when it comes to marriage proposals, we have a famous Buffalo athlete who's been involved in a marriage proposal lately. How did you do it? How do you feel about public marriage proposals? And got to tell you, I'm not a big fan. I think it puts way too much pressure on the person being asked. Did you ask for the permission of the bride's parents? And let me throw a new one at you that I don't think I mentioned this yesterday, but how many of you women have defied convention, and you have been the one to ask the man of your life, would you marry me? And how did that work out? Things have changed in so many areas. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let us go to Alex in Newfane. Alex, were you on hold yesterday and I couldn't get to you on time?
Yeah, late in the day I was. Verizon wasn't letting me get through when your ex-wife first came on. So I had a question for her, but that's done past now anyways.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I'm glad you've made it through.
It's all good. And funny thing, I've been married 39 years. It'll be 40 next May, and my wife asked me.
Whoa, she was a woman ahead of her time. Tell us the story from how you met and how long you dated until the time the proposal was made.
We only knew each other 6 months and we were married.
That's another topic that I want to get into. Okay.
But we were bar hoppers. I mean, you know, back I'm 59. I'm 1 year younger than you are.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, I know. I have to throw that
Don't remind me. Don't remind me of this stuff, okay?
Hey, you've made the milestone. I'm not there yet.
That's true. But, and this is, by the way, that's an example of the relationship, Alex, that we have after all these years doing this for a living. When I can just tell you to shut up and you know that I'm not being serious. Thank you for that.
Of course you got to care what people think. I don't, so.
Thank you for being cool is what I'm trying to say.
No problem. We have common friends that I've known since I was 15, and she used to live with them. And we, between 15 and 18, we never saw each other. And without getting into too much detail, she left home, and the people she was living with were my marijuana suppliers, if you get my, you know. But high school.
Well, and everybody needs a weed guy.
Well, the thing is it was lucky that I didn't meet her because I was not a very faithful person in them years. Mm-hmm. At all. But when she was 18 and I was 19, we'd only known each other 6 months. I met her through a friend of mine, and he wanted to date her, and she wanted to date me. So we were all out drinking, and at the end of the night, I take her home and drop her off. She says, no, take him home and drop him off and come back.
Oh.
And I literally went into her apartment, and I never left.
Dear Penthouse Forum.
I moved into her apartment. I left home at 16, not under bad standing, just because I didn't want to be there anymore. I was a couch hopper, you know, guy on the couch type scenario.
Oh, I wouldn't know anything about that, Alex, not the
least.
Uh-huh. So my ex-wife told stories yesterday.
yeah,
anyway.
Some of them.
Wasn't that a great show? Seriously?
It was.
Seriously, that is as real as radio gets. It does not get any more raw than that. So what happened to your friend? I would imagine that kind of put the end to that particular friendship.
No. He was a little bent, but he got over it. And like I said, we've been married for 39 years right now.
And, congratulations.
Quick question. Now, this might be getting a little too personal, but
only once and I was drunk. No, sorry.
My daughter just got married in Jamaica on the 26th of October, and we were there.
Wow.
So, yeah, I heard you say in October. Was it around the same time?
It would have been a little bit earlier than that. A little bit earlier.
Okay, I got there on the 18th. We went to a place called Coral Springs.
Is that by Montego Bay?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, we were on, let's just say, the other end of the island in Negril.
Oh, okay. So you're by Kingston.
No, Kingston is elsewhere. Kingston, you don't want to go anywhere near Kingston, okay? Kingston, Jamaica makes Chicago of Prohibition seem civilized.
Yeah, that's what they told us.
Unless you like the sound of AK-47s on fully automatic, I'd stay away from Kingston. Montego Bay
is not bad.
Well,
I do, but I prefer to be the one shooting it. I do, but I prefer to be the one pulling the trigger.
Yeah, well, good luck getting it onto the island. What did you think of Jamaica as a wedding destination?
Oh, they did an awesome job. I mean, it cost us a small fortune. I know you know that. But I was apprehensive because of all the problems in the world. And they made us very, very safe there. I mean, I had no problems. They did not let us leave the resort without a company, or, you know. They call them excursions.
Yep.
I went to a Jamaican barber and got my hair cut. I went to, you know, had some real jerk chicken at one of the bars out there, not the stuff they sell you in the resorts. But I enjoyed the heck out of it. And I'll tell you what, on a little different note, our pot's a lot better than theirs, man. And that's not the way it was always portrayed.
You know, it's interesting you mention that. A couple of things about three things about marijuana and Jamaica. Number one, marijuana, contrary to popular belief, is illegal in Jamaica.
Yes.
Under most circumstances. They do have dispensaries at some of the resorts. The resort at which we stayed in the Grill had a dispensary there. And I did imbibe, and I did not find it to be particularly strong weed at all.
I was kind of let down.
Well, yeah, not. I mean, I don't like being hammered out of my mind on anything, quite frankly. But
no, I don't either.
But the other thing too, you got to look out for, because most people don't realize that marijuana is illegal in Jamaica. The cops and the airport people have a scam going on. At least they used to. And basically what they would do, they do these sting operations where some guy would say, "Hey, mon. Yeah, man, you want to buy some ganja?" And you think it's legal, so it's like, sure, I'll buy some ganja. And then immediately the constables move in, and it's one of these, well, do you want to spend the week in jail, or do you want to walk out of here free and clear, but it's going to cost you $1,000 and your Rolex?
Yeah. No, I did my due diligence before I went. We actually got some legal, it was medical. And I have my oldest granddaughter. She's 18, and I'm a little young as far as I'm concerned, but her mother's okay with it, so I gave her a little bit. You know, that brat put it in her carry-on bag and brought it home and didn't tell me?
Oh.
Are you freaking kidding me, girl? Like, oh,
okay.
You don't understand. I was almost in jail because of her.
I don't mean to get off topic here, but let's just say somebody in my family, possibly my son, he imbibes, and usually he is rather heavy with the smell of skunk. And before they went to Italy, I told my ex-wife, "Would you please make sure that he doesn't bring any edibles? Would you please make sure he doesn't bring any weed? Because they don't view it there the same way we view it in New York State." And sure enough, they get off the plane and they're going through customs, and my ex-wife and my son are surrounded by Carabinieri. And fortunately, because of the smell of the weed from the clothes, but fortunately, they listened to my advice and there was no contraband at all on them. So basically, I assisted them in dodging a bullet. And I'm not even the lawyer in the family. But
amen to that, brother.
Well, yeah, but you got to be careful. But the one thing about Jamaica in October, it can be a bit on the humid side, as my wife delicately put it, hot as word starts with a B and ends with an S. You can figure out the rest of it. And I thought that was funny. Every morning she'd wake up and she'd say, "It's hot as out there," but. Anyway, I'm glad that you had, as far as your experience with your wife asking you.
Yeah.
But,
I've never let her live that down either.
Well, hold on. Please hold on. I have some questions about this on WBEN. I'm fascinated by this, especially in 2023, because so much has changed. Talking about wedding marriage proposals, and I will restate all of the topics coming up soon, but I don't want to take up any more of Alex's time. Alex is a guy who's been married now 39 years, and his bride actually proposed to him. And you did kind of violate the bro code, Alex.
Oh, yeah, I know.
I'm sorry. But, I mean, as long as everybody is cool with it now, you don't, I'm sorry, but you don't touch the woman your friend is dating. And even if they break up, you have to get permission from your friend in order to see the woman you want to see.
And well, then you have to decide. Well, he was kind of still married at the time, so.
Oh! There's an extra level of complication to this whole process. And for those listening,
he was getting divorced. I don't know. They did about 2 years later. But and I did ask her father for permission.
Good for Alex. Good for you. May I ask your?
She asked me.
May I ask your ancestry?
I'm Scottish.
Really? Wow, that's good. Good for you.
I wasn't even born here. I was born in Holland. My father was immigrated here. And when he turned 17, he became naturalized when he joined the Air Force. And I was born in Holland.
How wonderful. But do you speak Dutch at all?
Generation. No. No, yeah. I haven't even been back there since I was 4 years old.
When my daughter studied in Florence, Italy, she spent a lot of time in Amsterdam. Can't imagine
why she... That was Zuidplein, about 20 miles outside of Amsterdam.
How do you like that? Alex, small world, but I'm glad things worked out for you. Your wife asked you.
We're still madly in love. Are you kidding me? I didn't never thought, you just don't think. Time just goes so fast, but those kind of feelings just don't go away.
Isn't it amazing? And let me, Alex, as a man who's been married a lot longer than I've been married, do you get a little bit upset when people say, oh, it's just a piece of paper?
I don't know. My daughter's wedding was the second wedding. Now, on my family, she's the only one. And my mother had 11 brothers and sisters, and my father had 3. And they all were married to all of them till the day one of them died. So I don't know, because she got married young, and hers didn't work out. And it was a big hassle to get rid of that piece of paper for her.
But my
son, he says he's not going to get married. He's been with the same girl for, he's 28, and they met at, like, 7th grade in school. And they're still together, but they're not married.
I don't
know about it. To me, it mattered.
It's an individual. You're right. It is an individual decision. But I got into arguments with people. I mean, not... Let's throw down arguments, but arguments with people within the past years or so about marriage and the fact that I do not believe it is just a piece of paper. I think it is so much more than that. I mean, in a legal sense, in terms of certain benefits, etc., but also in terms of a philosophical sense, that you are making a declaration to the world that you are so in love with this person that you are willing to not do anything behind your lover's back, and that she is your bride. She is your wife.
Yeah, everything has been commingled in our life since, like I said, since we were teenagers. We even use the same email address, and that sometimes causes issues because you can't have two accounts on the same email address. I mean, everything is commingled 100%.
Wow.
We were both married for years before we ever had a bank account.
Very interesting.
Yeah, we were married super cool. In 84.
Well, congratulations, Alex. I'm glad you called. Great way to start off the show. And when you turn 60, you can call back so I can say, welcome to the club. So I can rub that in on you. All right, buddy.
I'll do that.
I hope you do. Thanks, buddy.
Good talking
Thanks.
With you.
All right. My great pleasure. Thank you. If you're just joining us, we're talking about love and marriage and proposals and related issues. I will restate all of the topics following the news at 4 because we started doing this late in the show yesterday. Actually, Tim Wenger brought up the idea, and then having my ex-wife in studio for the first 3 hours of the program yesterday, I felt it would be a very logical segue and transition. And again, my ex-wife and I, we enjoyed that program so much. And it's when we do that program, we do talk about our divorce. And frankly, we do, we are brutally honest with you guys about our divorce and how much it sucked, because our mutual thinking on this is that because our divorce was so heinous, it was so bitter and acrimonious, that we know people are going through the same thing right now listening to the radio station. And if we can become friends, and believe me, she is an extremely close friend, and if that can happen for us, no matter how bitter things are in your life right now, it can happen to you as well. So hopefully it's a message of hope. I mean, yeah, do we have fun talking about it? Yeah, I guess we do, in a sick kind of way. But it's more important that you take some benefit away from it should you be going through a very bitter situation yourself right now. We've got news coming up and then more calls on WBEN, 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. This may be an instant classic already, so stay with us. News is coming up next.